You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Welcome to TJ's Podcast.
Hey. The most popular podcast in the entire world. If this is your first time listening, then where you been? We talk about anything and everything. There is no there's no map to get from here to there. And if it interests me, then it will interest you. Get that on a t-shirt. Did we already talk about that being on a t-shirt?
No.
I don't know. I just have these ideas and they just start flowing, you know? They start flowing, man. So I need to ask you something, Riggins. Now, you know you're one of my all-time favorite people in the entire world, right?
Yeah, thanks.
You know that.
Yeah.
That's not the question. It's a question, not the question that I'm getting at. Were you frustrated with me this morning when I was texting you?
No, what was that? Well, yeah, kind of. I was like, what is it? I'm doing it. But then I realized you had texted me earlier,
right.
And I didn't see that.
Yeah, so I text Riggins, I ask him a question, not work-related at all, and then he didn't respond. So then I was texting, because I knew he was awake, and so I texted him about an hour or so later and just said, hey, you okay? And he said, huh? Yeah, I'm sending the stuff in a minute, you know, whatever. Yeah, and I was like, I wasn't saying that I was worried about what you're supposed to send me work-wise.
Right. I didn't realize that because sometimes you say, hey, I haven't gotten your stuff yet. And sometimes it's because I've forgotten or it's sitting in my email box and I just like never sent it or I was going to add something to it later.
Yeah.
So I thought by you saying, are you okay? Meant like, are you okay? You still haven't sent me my stuff yet. And I was like, it's 4:45 in the morning. Like I've got, you know, I try to send it out before 5 a.m.
Yeah.
So I went, huh? Yeah, I'm getting ready to send it right now, and like
yeah, I could read a little frustration there.
I thought that was like such an annoying thing, but then I realized after I had sent it, I went back through to see if you had responded, or when you did respond, and I realized I'd missed about an unrelated subject earlier in the morning.
Because I said, "Oh, I wasn't rushing you on that. I was just checking on you. I'm sorry."
Yeah, I thought you were.
I thought you just like. Well, sorry, we quarreled.
It's like, that's so annoying.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have, I knew what time it was.
But yeah, I was just working on stuff.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Just being testy.
Yeah.
You were being testies.
That's me.
I'm going to go ahead and warn you. If you got mad yesterday about what I said about taking your dogs everywhere you go to restaurants and bars and church and wherever else. There is a story today that proves my point on that. How you don't need to be just letting your dogs run and be up in people's business and affecting other people in public. So go ahead and get ready. Get ready to send your little hateful messages. Because you said they were coming down on me hard yesterday, right?
I don't know that they were coming down on you as hard as they were the other day when you made those comments about millennials being soft.
Oh, yeah.
They were just trying to argue their side of bringing their dogs everywhere. It wasn't like, I hate this guy. Because a lot of people, I would say the majority of people go, finally, somebody said it. Thank you. This is true. Yeah. I have dogs and I agree with you. So I don't know that they were coming down on you.
All right. Because I don't read them.
Well, that's... not true. You definitely
care what you people say. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so that's coming up in a little bit. If I feel like dealing with it, though, I mean, you know, sometimes you just don't want to deal with the stuff. But You know, I trust you on that controversial stuff, though, Riggins. You say when it gets action on social media.
Yeah.
And I'm not making it up. I'm not just saying stuff to be saying it, try to get a rise out of people. I mean, I mean it.
Yeah, no, you're genuinely a dickhead. Yeah. That stuff does work, though.
Yeah.
Either way, you know, whether they support it or they're against it, it inspires them to comment on it,
mm-hmm.
which is good content.
Yeah. I didn't know that Kim Kardashian was missing.
Gone. Where's she been? No one's been seeing her. She's the number one celebrity people talked about last year.
Yeah.
The year before. I think it's probably a little bit of the Taylor effect.
Oh, yeah. Taylor Swift is overshadowing everybody.
Taylor Swift overshadows everybody. Who does Taylor Swift really, the only mm-hmm. person she's really had a public feud with? Kim, Kanye, Justin Bieber, Scooter Braun, four people. So I think Kim Kardashian is looking like, let me just shut up for a while Taylor's having mm-hmm. her moment. But a lot of people are asking, and Kim Kardashian has even posted, like, I miss you guys so much. And you
know, yeah.
She's going low key.
Well, what was the beef with her and Taylor? Does Taylor not like Kim Kardashian because she actually had kids?
No, I don't know. It was, remember when Kanye put Taylor Swift in that song?
Oh,
I can F that girl and make her famous, mm-hmm. called her the B word. And then Kim Kardashian leaked video of the phone call between Kanye and Taylor when he was talking to her about the song, mm-hmm. a highly edited clip. And that was the first time that Taylor Swift came out and said, I'm tired of being part of Kim and Kanye's life and whatever they're doing. Please exclude me from any further stories about what Kim and Kanye are up to. I have no interest. And then, you know, that's what inspired her to do the whole snake thing on her album Reputation. It was like a whole thing.
Did Kim Kardashian actually birth those babies or were they surrogate? Both. How many has she got? Three? Two or three?
Four.
Four?
North? Yeah. She's got four. Saint, Psalm, and Chicago. I think one of them was she birthed. The three of them were surrogates, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I know Kim Kardashian's kids' names is pretty embarrassing. Not more embarrassing than Pete Davidson tattooing her kids' names on himself. I mean, what are you doing?
I'm telling you, they're all weird. They're all weird.
Yeah.
All of them just weirdos. And that's why we make fun of them.
Yeah. Who would you rather spend an hour with, Kim or Taylor?
Kim.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
you find Taylor so insufferable, or that you think Kim would be more fun?
I think Kim would be more fun.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah, I've never, obviously never been asked that, but yeah, I think probably, yeah, I'd rather be with Kim.
Really? Who would you mm-hmm. rather have over for dinner, like with your friends?
Kim.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Because I just don't picture, you know, I don't know. I just don't think Taylor would be that fun.
You don't think so?
No. And Kim isn't quite as politically outspoken as Taylor Swift is. And I know we'd end up getting in a big to-do. A
big brouhaha.
Yeah.
Everybody that meets Kim Kardashian says she's really nice.
I know. That's what everybody. I'm going by. I'm going by, like, Cubby. Our friend Cubby has met her several times, I think. And he talks about how sweet she is.
Yeah. Everybody seems to like her. But they also say the same thing about Donald Trump. Everybody that meets him is like kind of bowled over by him.
Mm-hmm.
Very charming.
Yeah, I could see that, though, in him. Because everybody loved him. All those celebrities loved him. Couldn't get close enough to him before he became a politician as a Republican. Mm-hmm. They'd still be that way if he were a Democrat. But, you know, once he registered to run for president as a Republican, then he became a racist and a misogynist and hate monger and all these other things. Ask me another one. Who I'd rather have dinner with.
That's a good question. Jason Derulo
mm-hmm.
or Justin Bieber?
Probably Jason Derulo.
I think I would too.
Because we've interviewed him, And he seems pretty cool.
Seems kind of fun. I feel like Justin Bieber would be a little serious, he's kind of moping for the last couple of years.
Right. And I don't know whether he could take a joke, you know, just natural, so. You know, mixing it up back and forth. And I think Jason Derulo could.
Yeah, I totally agree. Sometimes you want the not as famous person because they're a little more grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Justin Bieber would be a little odd to be around.
What about Ben Affleck? Matt Damon or Ben Affleck?
Rather do Matt Damon at dinner. Have him for dinner, not do him. Because Ben Affleck just does seem miserable all the time. And I don't think he can hide it.
Yeah. I don't know. That'd be a tough one.
The politics thing for any of those celebrities wouldn't throw me because I wouldn't bring it up. Hopefully they'd have enough manners to not bring it up at the dinner table.
But Ben Affleck does seem a little smarter than Matt Damon.
Maybe.
Hmm.
But he seems just like another one.
Miserable.
Moping and just like looks pissed off at the world. Now, George Clooney, also a liberal wacko, but I feel like he would be a great dinner guest.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. He seems like he's a great storyteller. Not disgusting to look at,
you know? Yeah, I have seen very little about him because I started disliking him a long, long time ago. Right. He said something nasty about Charlton Heston years ago because Charlton Heston was, you know, NRA and all that.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't enjoy, I haven't seen a movie or anything that he's done that I've liked enough to go, oh, well, at least I like that movie or whatever. I've never seen any of those Ocean's movies.
Oh, they're so good. Okay, George Clooney or Tom Cruise? Both kind of... Tom Cruise is a wacko.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like he'd be fun at a party.
I'm taking George Clooney on that one.
Over Tom Cruise?
Really? Yeah. I mean, because he seems like he would just be too intense.
Yes.
I don't like intense. Whether they're intense having fun or whether they're intense, you know, being mad. I just don't like intense.
Yeah. Sleeping in them, dealing with them.
No.
Nothing intense.
That's just, yeah. I don't like an intense personality. That's why I don't go to Buckle anymore. Yeah. Because those salespeople are, well, and the fact that I'm 54.
Yeah. Also that.
I don't go to Abercrombie no more. Or Hollister.
Who would you rather hang out with for an hour? Wendy Williams or Joy Behar?
Wendy Williams.
Yeah.
Unless, no.
Like Wendy Williams today.
Where I have to be, you know, where it's supposed to be cordial and friendly.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be an hour that I would have to just let everything I think out on them.
No.
Because I'd cuss that Joy Behar till a fly wouldn't light on her. Wendy Williams now, though.
Still Wendy.
Yeah. I would hang out with the most hardened criminal on visitation hour before I would want to hang out with Joy Behar and just sit there and be cordial and stuff.
Yeah. If you had Jody's birthday is tomorrow. If you could invite like three of her top celebrities to her birthday party to surprise her, who do you think you would pick that she would want there? Would they all be reality stars?
Yeah, probably so.
Really?
Yeah.
Craig
would be there.
Okay.
Did I tell you we saw Shep the other day when we were in Charleston? Shep from Southern Charm.
Yeah.
And he was walking. He has a pig, which is what we call French bulldogs, pigs.
Little pigs.
So they look like pigs. We were at a Mexican restaurant just having a beer and some nachos in Sullivan's Island area. And he came walking up with his pig on a leash. And he went inside the bar. So I guess if you're Shep, you get to take your dog inside.
He sort of got the keys to the city.
But Jody used to, when the show first started and all, she liked him, but now she doesn't like him anymore.
Yeah, he's kind of... He was cool. He was a long time ago. He was cool.
Yeah.
He's kind of gone off the deep end.
Weren't he and Dale Jr. friends or something?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought maybe they were... Something I remember about that.
I feel like Dale Jr.'s got a ton of friends because he's got that adult playground. It seems like, you know, I feel like he brings them all in.
Now, if I had to pick between Joy Behar and that Sonny Houston that's on The View,
yeah, Yeah, Sonny's
kind of she is disgusting. I don't know which one of them's dumber, actually. I don't think that I could have an intellectual conversation with either one of them. They're both, you know, just, I mean, flat out dumb, stupid.
Well, Joy Behar was a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, I know.
She's funny.
Was she?
I mean, she did it for a long time. I don't know that I've ever seen her do stand-up, but I know she was. Mm. Speaking of that, Ellen's doing stand-up again.
I saw that.
Posted that little video of her just like walking out on stage. Mm-hmm. It's probably a good move for her. She's got to figure out what she's going to do next.
Why?
Because she was America's beloved daytime TV show host. Mm-hmm. And then the switch just flipped and she's a monster. She's a harasser, just a nasty person. She does.
She's old and she's got so much money. She never has to think about anything and worry about anything ever again. About how she's going to live and all that. Just go enjoy it.
You know that's not the case. They can't do that.
I know.
You don't get into that business because you want to make a lot of money. You get into it because you need to be loved. And she needs to be loved. That's why she surrounded herself with like all these stray animals. And, you know, Portia de Rossi. And she's alone. And now the world hates her. She probably went through some tough times after that.
But, you know, I heard all that stuff about her not being nice and everything way before, you know, she got canceled or whenever they were canceling everybody. But I could still watch her stand up and stuff and find it to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So I'd probably still watch.
Yeah. See if it's funny or not. Like, could she still do it? Yeah. I mean, you want to see.
I mean, as far as women comedians go, I'm just kidding. I saw a woman comedian the other night. Two of them, actually. They were hilarious. Yeah. Love them. Ellen would probably still, I would rather have dinner with her than Joy Behar, Sonny Houston.
Absolutely. I just think Ellen would be funnier.
I'd rather have dinner with Whoopi than either of those two.
Absolutely. Whoopi's at least got some stories to tell about Hollywood and whatever.
I think if it came down to, they said you either have to have dinner with Joy Behar and Sonny Houston or El Chapo, I would choose El Chapo.
Language barrier be damned.
Yeah. And not even know if I'm going to say or do the wrong thing. Pablo Escobar, if he were alive, I'd choose him over those two. I don't like those two. I don't know if you can tell.
You made that clear.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there is a guy who he just disappeared. And his wife said, well, I need him to sign these divorce papers, but I don't know where he went. She reached out to the internets, and they found him. So we'll tell you about that coming up next.
TJ's Podcast.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.